CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Heather Bosch. At least 62 people died when a jetliner crashed after skidding off a runway in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen explains.
With all but two Thai passengers on board registered as South Korean nationals, the Jeju Air flight from Bangkok was attempting to land at Muan International Airport. After a landing gear failure, it suffered severe damage as it crashed into a fence and perimeter wall and caught fire.
181 passengers and crew were on board. Here in the U.S., storms along the Gulf Coast are among the challenges for holiday air travelers. More from CBS's Carrie Corrado.
Here at Newark Airport, holiday travelers are battling long lines, crowded terminals, and weather interruptions. For many, it's been stress-free.
It hasn't been busy. The roads have been wonderful.
AAA predicts 119 million people are traveling through New Year's Day. 9 of 10 are on the roads, an estimated 8 million in the air.
Storms whipped through Texas, tornadoes damaging homes and lifting debris into the air in the Houston area. Omar Godoy says he grabbed his nephew and ducked for cover.
I just saw the funnel just coming down, and then it started coming towards us. So I just told him, hey, just get in the closet, because that's the safest spot.
He's okay, but at least one person died and two were left critically injured in the storms. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to Azerbaijan for what he called a tragic incident following the crash of an airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. But former CBS News Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble explained.
President Putin was very careful in what he said in his apology to his Azeri counterpart, admitting that Russia was firing air defenses in that area near the Chechen capital, Grozny, in southern Russia, which is where that Azerbaijan Airlines flight was headed. But President Putin stopped short of confirming that the Russians shot down that plane by accident. Honestly, I think President Putin is a little embarrassed that Russia caused an accident that hurt Azerbaijan and also Kazakhstan, where the crash actually happened, two of its steadfast allies.
Hope for a ceasefire in Gaza before year's end appears to be fading. CBS's Holly Williams reports conditions are getting worse.
The last major health facility in northern Gaza, Kamal Adwan Hospital, is now out of service, partially burnt and destroyed following a raid by Israel's military. That's according to the World Health Organization. Israel claims the hospital was being used by Hamas.
2024, a difficult one for the Amazon rainforest. A second year of record drought contributed to wildfires. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours. And Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes, on the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't make her wait too long. This woman got
tonight.
We're together for a special three-hour tour of the After Hours. If you're just joining us, you joined at the right time. Two in a row, a Max Inc. Radio double dip of the Jimmies. And if you follow along with us, then you know that they are living their virtual best life as the Jimmies get out of the snow and tour around down south. They're back north at the West Bend Theater on 110 and then back to home base on 2-6 in New Glarus, or catch them with Pan Chromatic Steel on 214. The official Jimmy tracker in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. That's powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Let's play some Panchromatic Steel now on Max Inc. Radio.
You're talking about epistemology as the theory of knowledge.
Speaking, justification for believing something is
a higher knowledge.
Is what is lost within the
knowledge by reflection,
by the sheer use of reason,
basis of moral principles.
Thank you.
Panchromatic Steel with the Red Door and the Jimmy's Live on 214 at the High Noon Saloon. If you like that, you're going to love the Magic Conch. This is the Fig Newton on Max Inc. Radio.
fork in the road just disappears in the synchronization of our fears. But we ain't scared anymore. We ain't scared anymore. And they do it again, they rest assured, justifying the torture we endure. But you can leave it at the door.
What do you got to lose? inside. I'm stronger than I was. What do I got to lose now? The fear is a punchline. I'm setting up to kill. So what do I got to lose? What do I got to lose? What do I got to lose? Yeah, what do I got to lose? Here we gotta find a compromise. Why you begging on me? It's time that we enjoy this life before it's dark infinity. So tell me, what do we got to lose?
Great block of local Wisconsin goodness. We heard from Beth Keeley, who you can see raising funds on 118 for Girls Rock Camp with a show featuring gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Red Rooster. And then we heard some Brett Newsky. Who? The Newsky, who has the good sense to pack up his guitar and head to Florida until the snow and coldness has gone away. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're listening on the Civic Media radio app. If so, you're lucky, and you can catch all the local stuff in the southern lands, too. Bing Bong is going to take us to break right here on Max Inc. Radio. brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the last half hour of this very special extended after-hour show. We brought you back with the Shake 'Em Up and the Heavy Looks. You can see them on the 3rd of January at the Burr Oak. We also played Work. We hope you were able to catch their holidays work party at the Burr Oak on Friday. If not, don't panic yourself. Pack a lunch. Get up to Duluth. You can see the show again at the Bent Paddle or on the 31st at the Blue Duck in Rochester. Leaving town for the funk is totally out of the question. Well, we've got you covered right here in the after hours. The annual Wisconsin Funk Fest is happening on 111. Mama Dig Down's brass band will be there and a whole bunch of other acts. And we'll connect you because we're cool like that. We have all the details out there on maxincradio.com. We'll be right back.
we've got CDs. Maggie, how's that CD? You like this?
It's awesome.
Maggie says it's awesome. It's got her seal of approval. Talk to us on the break. Here's an early on our Hmong Thieves song. Jurassic era. It's called Mondo and Rondo.
With silence again. His father is hungry. His mother is jealous. Now how can he listen? His ears are too thin. Hey!
future, one on the past, and nothing in between. One hand is hungry, the other is frightened. The rest of the picture remains to be seen.
Those were the drummy sounds of Joey B. Banks, who for sure will be at the annual Wisconsin Funk Fest on 1/11. I'm going to leave you now with some Brian Drewer. Why? Fingers crossed we'll get to see him this upcoming year in 2025, probably around the summertime. See you next week, everyone, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Investigators are working to determine if a bird strike and severe weather caused a jetliner to crash at an airport in South Korea, killing at least 85 people. Jonathan Head reports.
A video shot beside Muan Airport shows the Jeju Airlines plane moving at speed along the runway, with its undercarriage still retracted and smoke billowing from the engines as they scraped against the tarmac. The plane ran off the end of the runway and hit a wall, bursting into flames.
In the U.S., AAA predicts 119 million people are traveling this holiday week. CBS's Carrie Corrado says there are challenges.
Many racing home to beat the bad weather, including storms in the south, ice and snow in the west.
This is very wet snow. And even my car, I have snow tires. But when it's wet like that, like underneath, even my car's going to be sliding a bit.
In New Jersey, a massive sinkhole on busy Interstate